sit back, grab a snack, and welcome to the Genuine Joy Podcast. Okay, here we go.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I'm a little bit sleepy.
Me too. But live again.
We're live.
Sorry about last week.
It happens.
It does.
With a job like Matt's and, you know, a life like ours, you just never know what you're going to get.
And you also never know when sickness is going to happen, right?
And you never know when you're going to need to go to Vegas with your friends, you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we had time and somebody was, you know, not feeling well last week.
You know what?
So it's not all my fault.
No, I know. But you know, the thing is that I was so stuffed up that I was just like, I was sick, I guess, but it doesn't even feel like I was sick. I was just so congested.
Yeah. If you were to record, I don't think you would have sounded very well.
No, I would have been like this and I would have been talking like it would not have sounded good. So we didn't want to do that to you guys.
Nope, not at all. But here we are back.
I saw that.
Once again.
A little bit of a sniffle, but it's probably just because I'm cold. We are back.
You might have a new onset of allergies.
True.
Seasonal allergies.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Spring has sprung.
It so has. Matthew, today,
Kelsey,
on this day that this podcast is coming out, it is March 28th.
Hopefully. It comes out.
It will. And that is our anniversary. Happy anniversary.
9 years.
9 years. Wow. Feels like 9 minutes.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've lived quite a lot of life together, huh?
Yeah, we have. Almost 16 years together.
Whoa.
That's crazy. We'll almost soon have been together as long as we've known each other. You know? At 18 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guess we have 2 more years, but still, it seems close.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. Anyways, we went on a lovely date last night.
We did.
Got dumplings. What did you think of the dumplings?
They were okay.
Yeah.
They weren't mind-blowing.
Yeah, there was nothing I had that I was like, whoa, incredible.
But we've been wanting to go to a dumpling place for a while, so yeah. I figured for our anniversary, we would go and celebrate doing that because we have always wanted to go. And
yeah.
It's a good reason.
We did. I like it. We walked in the restaurant, though, and I was so worried about, like, oh my God, is there going to be like a line? Yeah, is it going to be super busy? So,
everybody, it's a Tuesday night. All right. It's
in Irvine.
5:30, 6 o'clock that we roll into this restaurant. And here we are thinking, like, oh man, you know, it's going to be packed for dinner because it's got really good reviews on Yelp.
Yeah.
We walk in thinking, and the parking lot is packed. We're like, oh my gosh, are we even going to be able to find a spot? We ended up finding a spot, walked in. Nobody in the restaurant.
Nobody there.
There was one other man.
And there's like a window through to the kitchen where these three older people are making dumplings and they look up as we walk in and we just like wave to them.
They were very happy and very excited to wave at us too. But yeah. Still, it was funny.
So cute.
And I'm glad we waved too.
Yeah. And the waiter, every time I asked him about something, I was like, what about this? And he's like, no.
Yeah, not the greatest salesman.
Yeah. But I think he was being honest. Like, yeah, even for the cocktails, I was like, what kind of cocktails do you recommend? And he's like, I'm like, should we not do cocktails?
I don't even think they had a full bar, to be honest. I think it was just beer, sake. Wine, and sake.
So, yeah, it was not a great cocktail, but he was just like, I don't really drink, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
No big deal.
Anyways.
I feel like that's a situation, though, where you're like, oh, I don't really drink. Totally fine. Find a coworker who does. And
or just like, you should just know the menu. Like, oh, true. This is good. But
order this.
Right. I think he knew off the bat, though, that like, we are not known for our cocktails. So why are you asking me about this? Anyways, so we did that. And then we finished and we're like, I didn't even finish my quote unquote cocktail because I think it was like a tiny bit of sake
and
lemonade.
What exactly did we get?
It was like a lychee. I forget the name of it, but it was like a lychee lemonade sake cocktail, which sounded fun. So I was like, I'll try it, but it was just so sweet. So then we're like, you know, there's an Islands right next to this restaurant. Why don't we pop in Islands for a beer and some fries and then go to Color Me Mine, which was Matt's idea.
Can you explain to me what Color Me Mine is for the people who don't know what that place is?
Is Color Me Mine everywhere or no?
I don't know.
So Color Me Mine is a place you go in and there's like ceramics, you know, there's pottery, like all kinds of things. There's sculptures,
plates, bowls, mugs, sculptures. Bowls, yeah.
anything you can think of.
Toothbrush holders, sure. Cookie jars, vases.
Vases. And you go and you paint them, and then you leave them there, and then they like glaze it and fire it, or, you know, do all the things to finish the product. But you have to put 3 coats of paint, which is simple if you're just painting one thing one color. But if you want to do like a design of any kind or anything, it takes time. And we got in there right after 8 o'clock and they closed at 9. And I was like, we have an hour. Like, it's perfect. No. Matt didn't even finish 1 coat of paint.
Oh, well, you keep rubbing that in my face. Why I'm is not that?
No, you were very thoughtful in your design. And we didn't talk the whole time because we were focused.
Oh, yeah. Because painting. You kept giving me the time crunch saying, oh my gosh, we need to finish.
I was stressed out. And then the gal came around and she's like, just so you know, since you came after 8, like, you can bring these back tomorrow to finish. And we're like, okay, great. And I was thinking at the time, I'm like, I don't need that more time. I'm going to finish this in 5 minutes.
Psych.
I did not.
No, not even close.
So we're recording this on Wednesday and we're going to go back and finish them today. That'll be great.
Well, and the thing is, the location that we went to last night, we went to that one because the one that's actually closer to our house closes at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there going, we can't do that because by the time our babysitter gets here to watch the kids, they're going to be closed. I'm like, oh, we got to go up to this location. No big deal. But then while we were at the place, like, oh, because you guys came in 8, you can come back. I'm like, can we do this at a closer location? And yeah. Like, yeah, you should be able to. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So luckily they put
it. I wonder what they're going
to. Because they were going to charge us a studio fee to come back and finish.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm not about that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be great. And we're going to take Ruth this time. We will have to pay her studio fee if she does one.
I don't know if she's going to finish. By the time we finish, we have to go get
Milo, but luckily we'll be right near Milo's school, so we'll have some time.
Yeah, but she's got ballet too, so.
I know.
Okay.
Whatever, we'll figure that out. Anyways, so it was a great date, and like you said at the end, you're like, we have to go back tomorrow, so the date never ends. This is a constant date. Love it. And it was pretty fun, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
What were we going to say?
I don't know.
Okay. I was thinking about our currentlies, and I cannot think of what show we've been watching.
Well, we haven't really been able to watch shows together. We've been busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
I have been watching the show The Gentlemen and Silo at work.
Tell us about it.
Fantastic shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both series were very entertaining.
Give us a synopsis on Silo.
Silo is sometime in the future, this civilization is in a silo, and there's a whole hierarchy and, like I said, civilization living in this silo. And the nobody remembers what it was like before the silo was built or why they're even in the silo. Oh. And so there's people who are questioning the origins of it and why do we do things the way that we do. And yeah, it unfolds from there. I don't want to delve too much into it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Because then you're good. Like, can we go outside?
Right. Like, why are these people in the silo? And then if you want to leave, you can. But then
you might die.
Yes, exactly. So
intense.
Yeah. I mean, it's in a silo. It's not in a tent. And then The Gentleman is about this, the guy from White Lotus. I forget the character's name.
The man.
The season 2.
Season 2.
The one who's married to the blonde gal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He's also in Divergent.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes.
So he's the main character of this, where he plays, somehow he's in the military. And his family's very wealthy, like a duke of something. And the family lawyer comes and picks him up, tells him that his dad's about to die. Dad dies. He basically inherits the land, the title, and everything. And then it's kind of about, I don't know how to describe it the best way. Pretty much there's just an underground, like, marijuana plant or facility on the land that nobody really knew about. And then he gets involved with that world.
Interesting. Like, that's what his dad was doing.
Yes.
Nice. So, sounds good.
Yeah.
Good. Love it. I've just been, when you've been gone, I've been working and watching Young Sheldon, which is just a great show. I was looking back through what we've been up to the last couple weeks, mm-hmm. and I remembered that you got the fun opportunity to take Ruth to get blood work done.
I did.
How was that?
She did really well.
Yeah.
I mean, any kid with needles isn't very happy, right? But yeah. she was good. As soon as they poked her, she started crying, and I expected, right? Mm-hmm. But it was cool. The person who was doing the blood draw had 6 kids.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I'm familiar with this. You know, I was ready for it. I'm like, okay, that's good. And you can try and prep your kid for it as much as you want, but until it happens, they have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, but she didn't move her arm. She cried and got it done. One yeah. take.
That's the thing I was scared of. I was like, how do they keep a kid still? Like, I feel like your gut reaction to experiencing that for the first time would be like, get that thing out of me. Get my arm away from you. Like, I do not like giving blood. And I have to give blood tomorrow and I'm scared. So yeah, I'm really glad you could take her because I couldn't handle it.
I mean, another option too is like, for me, if we have kids and we need to get an IV and they're, you know, moving around, we have something called an arm board. You basically tape their arm to a board, small board, and it prevents them from, you know,
bending
their arm. So you have, it's easier.
Yeah.
Still, kids find a way to squirm.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, great job. Thank you for taking her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like there's not a lot you can do to prepare. We tried to prepare her as best we could, like explain exactly what was going to happen. But I don't know. She seemed to handle it fine.
Yeah, I'm more nervous for her tonsillectomy.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you were more nervous for the blood draw than you were the tonsillectomy.
Because I think the tonsillectomy, I think she is going to get an IV, which will be hard again. But in general, like, they knock her out for it. It's not like she's going to be in pain while they're doing it. You know, yeah, she'll be in pain after probably. But then after, it's all about just like, oh, we get ice cream and like Jello. I don't know. All the things that hopefully will make her happy. I'll be really sad if she's like in a ton of pain or when she comes out of anesthesia, she's like freaking out. That will be scary. But I don't know. I'm trying to like think positively.
Yeah. When I went in for my surgery, it was like, okay, count backwards. Don't even remember falling asleep.
Yeah.
The next thing I just remember waking up in the post-operation room.
Same.
And it was just like, boom, awake. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I'm groggy, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine that's what it's going to be like for her.
Yeah.
But who knows, right?
Yeah. I'm also like with the IV for that. It's like, can they just knock her out and then put the IV in? You know what I mean? Like,
but I think they need IV access just in case, right?
Yeah.
Like the doctor misdoses the anesthesia or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they need IV access beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it makes sense. I'm nervous. I know. Okay, we'll be fine though. We will report back. Another update on our high protein working out journey. We're killing it.
Totally.
Like, we're incredible. I don't know if you knew about that, but we're great. You know, besides the beer and fries and dumplings.
Cheat day.
But it was totally fabulous.
We are doing much better.
Oh yeah.
So.
And that's the best thing about this is we're not thinking of it as like, oh, we had a cheat day yesterday. It's like, no, we ate really well all day and we enjoyed some dumplings and like, you know.
Yeah, it indulged a little.
So that's just the life.
And we worked out.
Yeah, crushed it. I'm on my new workout program. 3rd day in a row. What do you think about that?
Impressive.
Pretty sore, but feels good. So, I was going to. I don't know if I should say this or the end or do it now, but because it's our anniversary, I thought it'd be fun to do some newlywed questions, newlywed game questions.
Should we say that for the end?
Sure.
Okay.
You bet. So let's just hop in to Under a Rock.
All right.
Or I feel Madden on pop culture because he lives under a rock. Did you hear?
About Kate Middleton?
No, I wasn't even going to share that one today.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm assuming you have heard about that.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about it?
Not about the diagnosis, no.
Oh, we didn't. I guess we can talk about it if you want.
No, because I know about it. So I'm...
Okay. Well...
Sad, though.
Poor Kate. Yeah. Sad though. If you know, I know it's really, really sad, and hopefully everyone can just back off now, you know?
Yeah.
Like we were talking about the last few episodes, but now everyone better back off. Yeah, this segment, I really try to fill Matt in on what's going on. So if there's something that he knows about,
skip.
I'll leave it out.
Skip.
I don't think you've heard about two people who just announced they're pregnant with baby number two. I'm going to tell you. What are you going to guess?
I'm thinking Kardashian and Barker.
No.
Okay. That's all I got.
When I say two people, two separate like celebrities.
Female
celebrities that are pregnant with baby number two. Number one, Lea Michele.
Oh, no. Who's she married to?
Some guy. He's not like famous.
Her and Corey Monteith were a thing, weren't they? Before. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Corey.
R.I.P. So Lea Michele and Ashley Tisdale.
What has she been up to?
Just living the mom life. I think she has like a shampoo company or, you know, like a skincare of some kind company. It's at Target. I forget the name of it, but I remember saying something about that years ago. So she's like doing that sort of stuff. So I saw her TikTok about announcing she was pregnant with baby number two. And it was cute because she was just like a get ready with me. I'll give you a life update sort of thing. And she's doing her makeup. And she was like, Jupiter is her first kid's name.
Okay.
And she's like, so Jupiter is about to turn three and, you know, yada, yada. And she's like, I think it's a girl. She's like, she's so wonderful and great and yada, yada. And, you know, because she's been so wonderful, after we had her, it was like so traumatic. She had postpartum depression. Like the pregnancy was really hard. And she's like, I don't think I can ever do this again. Like, this is so hard on me, you know? She's like, but then we like really wanted to give her a sibling. So like, I'm pregnant. Oh my God, I just licked my microphone.
Ew.
I did not mean to do that. anyways, so exciting for them. And that means Ashley Tisdale and Vanessa Hudgens are both pregnant at the same time.
Okay.
They're both in High School Musical. Okay. Anyways, what?
Nothing.
Okay. So you might have already heard about this news story.
Real quick, yeah. Ashley Tisdale, she's kind of like a Disney star-ish, right? And then...
Yeah. And then she... Did she do anything else? I mean, she was like an actress slash... Did she have music? No, I can't remember. I mean, she just did like High School Musical and stuff. Mm. And she was in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, I think. And then... other stuff? I don't know. I like her, though. She was in something else. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, what else?
And then who's the dad? Some guy?
Of Ashley Tisdale?
Yeah.
Kid? She's 38. I don't know why I thought she was our age. She's married to Christopher French.
We're not that far away from 38.
I know.
She kind of is our age. Married to whom? Oh, I can just look it up myself.
No, Christopher French. He is an actor. We know this guy. I mean, actually, I don't look at this picture. If you're listening to this, Google Christopher French. Doesn't he look familiar?
Kind of. What's the IMDb saying about him? What?
He's definitely, oh my gosh. No, you know what he kind of looks like? He kind of looks like the guy from Reba, even though he's not.
I never saw Reba.
Oh. Okay. He's got 124,000 followers on Instagram. HBO's something, Unlovable. Oh, he was in Young and Hungry. I love that show. Oh, no. He was a composer for Young and Hungry. Interesting.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Okay.
Happy for Ashley Tisdale and what's her name?
Christopher French.
Lea Michele.
Lea Michele.
Very okay, cool.
Great. So did you hear about the latest happenings with Diddy?
No.
You know, he's like the worst.
No.
Well, some story recently came out about how like, oh, Diddy is a bad guy, basically. And it was like very vague though. And I'm like, oh, and a bunch of people like, I'm not surprised. Like it's time these people in Hollywood got exposed for how terrible they are.
Terrible in what way?
So.
I mean, it's not okay to be bad, but like I feel like there's different levels.
Right. His house just got raided by the feds for hours in connection with a sex trafficking investigation.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. It's terrifying. So you know, all the stuff's coming out about him now. Because I think people like that, too, who are, like, so powerful in the media and everything, like, people keep secrets for them for so long, and now things are coming out, and so everyone's just like, oh, yeah, that guy is super sketch.
Okay, so, like, after watching shows like The Gentlemen and hearing about this, it's crazy, like, the lengths that people will go to maintain a reputation.
Oh, yeah.
And to keep things quiet.
Right. And especially if you have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
You can.
And you can afford, you know, people to do very bad things for you.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because it probably happens all the time.
Yeah. It's just a totally different world than that we're living in.
Yep. I can't fathom that.
Yeah. I know.
Mind blowing. Anyways. That's terrible. I mean, I'm glad that people like that are getting found out for doing illegal stuff like that. Like, that's despicable, right?
I know. And, you know, he's one of those guys, too. I don't know. Like, Usher lived with Diddy for like a year when he was younger.
Okay.
And he was on the Howard Stern show recently, Usher, and he was like, oh yeah, like, when I lived with Diddy, like, I saw some crazy stuff. I don't think he said what he saw, but, like, he was like, that guy's wild. Like, okay. Jennifer Lopez gets honest about past abusive relationships. I mean, Diddy, she used to date Diddy, so I don't know. There's lots to unpack.
Everything's linked.
Yeah, so when I actually have real information on that, we will report back, but as of now, that's what I got for you. This last,
and then stuff like that makes you wonder too about the whole Epstein thing.
Yeah,
like the tentacles on that must have just gone forever.
You know what was crazy? So you know all the stuff that's just come out. I do want to. I don't know if you're interested in watching anything like this, but have you heard of the Quiet on Set? It's a documentary right now on, I think, HBO about the Nickelodeon people.
Oh, somebody mentioned that at work.
Would you want to watch it?
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll watch it.
And something popped up on Facebook or Instagram about Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
And that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's disgusting. Yeah, now, I don't know terrible. If that's true or not.
No, I think he did terrible stuff. Like all the stuff, like,
go further than that.
Like the fetish stuff that they would add into all these Nickelodeon shows, like the Amanda Show and all that and stuff.
I didn't hear anything about
like,
that.
Oh, Amanda would like he had fetishes or something. So like he would have in the shows, like, oh, Amanda, have this show where you, you know, your feet get covered in whipped cream and it's like supposed to be like a funny thing, but it's really gross looking back on it. It's like funny as a kid, but then you're like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Like who thinks of that?
Anyways. So, I do want to watch that.
Yeah.
Because then someone, and of course this is all just speculation and like TikTok stuff, but someone did a side-by-side of what the Epstein's Island, what okay. it looks like, this the shape of it. And there's like a small island off to the side, and it's like the exact shape of the Nickelodeon like splat symbol.
Ah, that's coincidence.
I know, but it's one of those things. They showed side-by-side, and the guy was like, what? And you're like,
so you're telling what? Me.
I'm sure it's not related, but who the heck knows?
Right.
This is getting freaky. So enough sad stuff. I have a very exciting announcement for you. If you haven't heard this before, this is Spinal Tap sequel.
No,
coming out.
No, I did not see this.
Yes, Fran Drescher will be in it.
Are they turning it up to 12?
Yes. And
Fran Drescher?
She was in the original one, apparently.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta watch it again.
I know. And it says, hold on.
We got to rewatch
also,
it.
I know. Also now aboard the project are Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith and Lars Ulrich, Metallica's co-founder and drummer who will make cameos. Production's underway, yada yada. So I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We got to rewatch it.
If you've never seen This Is Spinal Tap, it's like a mockumentary about a rock band and it's so good. So good.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
For sure. It did not do well. I don't think it did well out in theaters or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those ones. It's a classic. Yeah. You got to see it.
Yeah, totally. So I knew you'd be excited about that. Those are my top stories.
I am excited about that. I'm very excited.
And Matt, What have you been served lately?
Okay. I don't know if you've gotten served this, but I clearly have. Let me pull up my list here of notes for the show. Oh, my Color Me Mine colors are still up.
We made sure to write down our numbers last night so we didn't forget them.
Okay. Okay. There's a user, TikToker called Thorin Bradley. And is all that, he chops wood.
Yeah. Oh, I know about him.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
What about him?
What do you like about him?
I actually never see his stuff anymore. I just see people talking about him. But he...
I'm giving Kelsey the side eye here.
He chops down wood, if you know what I mean. Okay, what do you have to say about him? You're just... That's all you're going to say is...
I get served a lot of his videos.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I feel like they're four women, almost. Do you know what I mean?
I could see that.
Yeah.
But like... I don't know.
I only saw a few of his...
He does axe reviews.
Oh, okay. There's that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He's just always like, he slowly would rub the piece of wood that he's going to cut into. And he'd spank it and be like, yeah, let's chop this baby down.
He doesn't do that all the time.
Oh my God. That's the only ones I've seen.
Oh.
Which, like, of course, I think I get served like him and then someone stitches it. And it's a woman like, just like with her mouth gaped open, just like, what? And there are always like funny things like that about it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we've learned about axes from him?
A little bit. I mean, I don't chop wood.
Yeah. True. You do have to chop into people's houses sometimes.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there's a certain kind of axe that we need to use for that. And none of the ones he's using are good for chopping that stuff. I mean, they are, but.
Chopping doors.
Yeah. Ours have specific purposes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more, and it is the Blacktail Studio. This guy is like a woodworker.
Okay.
And he decided to make a table out of denim and epoxy.
Okay.
So he took different colors of, different dyed denim, different shades of blue, just layered them all together, like would dip it in epoxy, like lasagna, right?
Yeah.
Dip it in epoxy, put it on top. Next layer, dip it in epoxy, put it on top. This dude, and let it cure. And then he put like pieces of wood to make different like texturing, or sorry, different levels of it. Okay. So like a little bump in different spots. And the reason why he did that is because he took it to after it dried and cured, he took it through a planer. And then you have all these different color variations.
Oh, wow. Within
it. It's impressive.
And it's like, are there wooden legs? Is it like on top of wood?
Yeah, he put like just, simple wooden legs on it.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there going like, denim and epoxy? Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Sure enough, you can see all the different layers. It looks like blue wood. It's insane.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah.
Remind me.
And then I'll share it.
Yeah, but I do get shown a lot of like woodworking stuff too.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, stuff that I'm not going to get into because there's a place by my fire station called Rockler, and it is for people who do woodworking. You go in there and you look at some of the tools that they have in there for woodworking. They are astronomically expensive.
Oh my God, I bet.
And like, I get it. If like you're going to be, thing? Yeah, I mean, yeah, planers can be expensive, but like if you're doing it and turning a profit, then okay, I get it. But like for the hobbyist, like what?
Yeah.
Crazy. So some of the prices on those things, but then I get it at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you need space. Yeah. You need space to do all that stuff.
Totally.
Which if I wanted to take over the garage, but I'm not there yet.
It's my workout studio. What is yours too?
Yeah. You got the kitchen, I got the garage.
Hey, whoa.
We agreed on that when we moved in.
We kind of did, didn't we? Yeah.
So get out of my garage.
Where am I going to work out? You're not kicking me out. Don't act like that.
No, you can use the garage.
But it is your garage I'm using.
I decide where things go.
I do need to get my car back in the garage.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be gone moved. Through.
I know.
So,
okay.
I digress. So, what have you been served?
Have you been served any videos of these girls getting punched in New York City?
No.
Oh, my God. So I got served a video of this girl being like, oh, she's like in a panic and she's, you know, she's walking on the street and she's doing a video and she's like, oh my God, I don't even know what to say right now. I was walking and looking at my phone and someone said, excuse me. And I said, oh, no problem. And I look over and he punched me in the face. This like, I don't know if he was homeless, but like this man punched her in the face and then he ran away. And she's like, I was literally just so like, I screamed, but then he ran away and I didn't know what to do. So I'm just like, gonna go home. Like, I don't know what to do. She's like freaking out. And then I saw on the comments, everyone's like, oh my God, did you see, I can't remember her name. Hallie got punched today. And this big creator had gotten punched in the face that same day in New York City. And so I went to her profile and she did all these things. Like, she called the cops. She had a huge, like, what's it called? You get a huge, like, swelling
hematoma.
Like, she got punched in the face. And then another video. There's, like, all of a sudden, like, 13 videos of girls, women, that got punched in the face. Same scenario. Guy looked the same. You know, same guy going around punching everybody. He does the same thing. He, like, bumps into you and says, and they say, excuse me. Or they say, oh, sorry. And then they, like, look up at him and he punches him in the face. One girl, like swerved and he punched her in the shoulder. But it was crazy.
I feel like this dude's going to mess. And hopefully, right? Because you would think that they'd be looking at video footage
and find him.
If you have this many people getting assaulted by one guy,
yeah,
find him.
Yeah.
You got to, I mean, it's not okay at all for this guy to be doing that, but I hope that either he messes with the wrong girl who knows what she's doing and knocks his,
but I bet he's going after small girls. Right.
Or there's somebody else around who sees it and delivers street justice.
Yeah. Street justice.
Street justice.
Seriously.
Yeah. Where is Batman and Spider-Man when you need them? I mean, just
so true. Where are they? I don't know.
Did you turn your phone on silent?
I did, but I didn't turn my computer on silent.
Clearly. So what does B have to say?
It's my mom. Okay.
Find that guy.
I know.
Find him.
I'll keep you posted because I do want to know what happens and if they find him.
And then you wonder, like, is this guy foreign? Is he American? Is he, you know, just busy? I don't know. I kind of want to know the story and want to know the backstory of this guy. Like, what drives you to think that doing this is okay?
Yeah.
Or fun. Like, you're just an ASS.
Just like assaulting women. Cool. Okay. I saw a video of an audio mixer. So he does sound for like movies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he said that if you hear rain in a movie, it's probably not rain that you're hearing. Okay. It's frying food.
No way.
Let me have you listen to his audio of it. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm a professional audio mixer for film and television. I want to share with you a cool tip. Almost every single rain sound in film and TV is actually the sound of frying food. Let's take a listen.
Holy cow.
It's way easier to record frying chicken than it is to get the microphones wet outside in the rain. The more you know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool.
I know. So, and everyone...
Well, I remember... The comment
I like.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, watching TV isn't vegan? Have I been falling asleep to frying chicken on Spotify?
That's why I'm hungry at night.
How do they add thunder to the chicken?
I think we need to do a new bit called Straight to the Comments.
I think that might have been why I saved this video. I can't remember. I definitely had saved a video to show you comments. Gosh. I think it was this one.
Oh, I got to pull up that thing. Speaking of Straight to the Comments. That is impressive, though. Remember at the Universal Studio tour way back when? Like when we were in, I want to say, middle school?
Yeah.
It was either the tour or like that backdraft kind of thing where they kind of go in depth with what they do in the movies, you know. Yeah. One of them was for sound, and they showed you like, this is what, how we're making the sounds for,
okay,
you know, like dogs running on concrete or tile or whatever. It's some guy with paper clips taped to his fingers and he's running it along the ground or whatever material it is to make that sound.
I'd love to see that stuff.
Yeah, that's all really cool. So
this person said, every time from now on when I fry bacon, I will close my eyes and imagine a romantic moment in the rain. I miss who I was before I knew this. People seem upset. That's so funny. Were you going to look something up?
Yeah. Do you remember a long time ago, I got this thing popped up on my Instagram feed. You know how you get ads or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's for this thing called X Endurance. And it, on top it says faster laps guaranteed. And it's a picture of a female swimmer with a cap and goggles. And she's holding up the product.
Yeah.
And for some reason they decided to put tape over her mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, what is this supposed to, do you put this product over your mouth and it's supposed to
like mouth taping when you're sleeping?
Yeah. Something like that. And, I'm like, I got to see the comments, and like some of them were like, great way to drown. it's just so funny, but I'm like, what is this?
Do you think that's a real product?
I don't know.
Because that seems crazy.
But the comment section is just some of the best laughs.
It really always is. Did you want to read any more of them?
No. Okay. I don't know what happened, but some of the comments have now disappeared that I thought were hilarious at the time.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. I have a fun story that I learned, or a history lesson that I learned on TikTok.
Okay.
This kind of goes into, I'm not a geologist, a little bit.
Oh, nice.
But
okay.
So we can kind of use it for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that basically mosquitoes invented happy hour?
Oh.
Did you see this?
That's all I heard. And then I swiped.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I don't know. So I wasn't in the mood to learn.
I was going to teach you. Okay. In the early 1600s, Spain sent missionaries to South America. And these missionaries see sick people everywhere with malaria. Okay?
Yes.
Are you listening?
I am listening.
I'm just trying to tell you the story.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, they see sick people everywhere. And the sick people are chewing on bark from this tree that apparently can cure malaria. I don't know how they found this out, but they're chewing on this tree. So the bark has quinine. Have you ever heard of that?
Spell it.
Quinine. I don't even know. I spelt it a few different ways.
Quinon? I don't know.
I feel like I should know that because I'm going to say it a few times, but let's just say quinine. Okay, quinine. So quinine is from this tree. And so the tree earned the name a fever tree for all of its medicinal benefits.
Okay.
From this quinine. So the missionaries take this back to Spain and they're like, this is so awesome, but it's so expensive. So Spain goes in and colonizes the area, harvests all the trees. And then this leads to, at some point, there's like a war in India. I don't know how this connects, but at this point, they know about the quinine from this tree. They know how to extract it. They isolate the quinine into a drink, but it was super bitter. So like it's into a liquid, but it is like so, so bitter. And they're just like, we can't even barely drink this. So, in the war that was happening at the time, there was mosquitoes every night at like 5 or 6 PM, the mosquitoes would come out. And so they had to have quinine like right around that time before, the mosquitoes came out. So in their rations, they also would get wine, beer, and then gin was just coming out. So they got gin, and then they would get like limes, and sparkling water had just been invented. Oh. So they got some of that. And so around 5 o'clock, right before the mosquitoes came out, they would make a little cocktail of the quinine and then make it less bitter by adding the gin, limes, soda, whatever.
Just soda water. Like alcohol.
Exactly. Make a cocktail. So that's how happy hour was invented by mosquitoes. And to make it even crazier, They moved on from war, obviously, and they were like, we need to bottle this quinine in an easier way to mix it with gin and everything. Let's just mix it with sparkling water. And what do you call it?
Coca-Cola.
Tonic water.
Oh.
I just looked up, is quinine in tonic water? Yes, there's still a small percentage of it in tonic water
today.
Holy
cow. Wow.
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 Yeah.
So we should drink that this summer and see if it helps. Some tonic water.
Well, we're not getting it doesn't help you from getting mosquito bites. It helps you from
contracting the disease.
Malaria. Okay. Yeah. Which malaria I don't think we get anymore.
Okay.
And tonic water has a lot of sugar in it. Mm. I don't know why they call it water. It's soda.
Gotcha. Everything has sugar now.
Yeah. So that's that on that.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think so. And do you know the brand Fever Tree?
No.
Oh, come on. You've seen like the Fever Tree. They make tonic water, but they also make like ginger beer and stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the can and you're going to be like, oh, yeah. And it's Fever Tree because of that tree. You know?
Sure.
Loading. It's.
We're really well prepared for this episode, aren't
obviously.
We?
Obviously. Jeez Louise. Let me look
this up.
I mean, but, you know, as I get talking, if you're listening, you probably know what I'm talking about. Fever Tree.
Oh, yeah. You've seen that? I have. I've seen it at, like,
Come on. It's at Ralph's.
Ralph's. Kroger.
Yeah.
Albertsons. Mm-hmm. Pavilions.
Any more stores?
Grocery outlet.
Yeah.
Aldi.
Did you have an I'm not a geologist?
And I think that'll cover it for this week.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sore as I stretch.
Because I know that we want to do that.
Oh, yes.
Newlywed thing. So.
I almost forgot. Okay.
I figure we can just go into that.
I'll just do a few. There's 18 questions on here. We don't have to do them all. Okay. What actor, actress, dead or alive, would play the other person in a movie?
Wait, what?
I choose for if I'm going to say who, I'm going to ask you, what actress, dead or alive, would play me in a movie?
Ooh.
And I'm going to think about you. I mean, I feel like I go for like who you've been called a lookalike of, and I feel like you get Adam Sandler sometimes, don't you? Do you not?
I don't think I look, I mean, maybe a little like Adam Sandler.
Just like a tiny bit. Who do you think you look like?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. There's that baseball player that you look like.
Which one?
He's like on the Shohei Cubs Ohtani? Or something. He's like on the Cubs or something.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know. Or like Jason Momoa. You know? No?
I've been called Vin Diesel before.
Vin Diesel. Uh-huh. Yeah. Isn't he kind of short though?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Family.
Who do you think would play me?
Blake Lively.
You're just saying that because you love Blake Lively.
Or Margot Robbie.
You're just saying your celebrity crushes to make me feel good. Thank you.
So you look like them.
Thank you.
I mean, they look like you.
Oh, you're so funny.
Easy peasy.
Okay, who has the worst handwriting?
Oh, me.
I mean, but I have terrible handwriting too. That's a tough one. We both do. If your partner was a wild animal, what would they be?
Tiger.
Why?
Rare.
Oh my god.
No, we've talked about this before. You are my koala.
Yeah. Because I'm cuddly, but also fierce.
Exactly. And you would love to sleep all day.
I would. I don't know. Maybe like a lion.
For me? You.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I like that.
Just like strong, respected. Yeah. Who's most likely to steal food from your plate? Wait, what?
Oh, you are.
I'm definitely more likely to steal food from your plate.
We were in the car the other day because we got Carl's Jr., admittedly.
And I said, I'm not going to get fries.
Yeah. And I looked at you. I go, really? And then sure enough, as soon as she gets the bag, opens it, French fry in the mouth. And okay, I'm like,
you can't blame a girl for wanting one GD French fry.
Get your own. If you know you want some, get your own. Okay. You don't have to eat all of them.
Okay. Hey, hey.
I'm trying to stretch my leg.
Oh, come on over here. what's their favorite candy to buy at the movie theater? You're not really a candy guy. You're more of a popcorn guy.
Yep, love popcorn.
Then you'll like have a Red Vine if I had them, you know, but you would go with popcorn.
Yeah. And Milk Duds.
Yeah. I'm a Milk Dud girl.
Milk Duds, Red Vines.
Yeah. For sure. Correct. If your partner was a character from Mario Kart, who would they be?
You'd be Princess Peach.
And you're Donkey Kong.
You think so?
That's who you always play.
So?
What?
Just because he's fast doesn't mean...
Oh, I need to go by, like, personality?
No. I mean, you do what you... It's your own answer to the question, however you interpret it. I mean,
you are my Mario, if we're talking about personality from the movie, but I see you as Donkey Kong because okay. That's who you always play.
All right.
Okay. Who cried during the proposal? Both of us?
Yeah. Both of us.
Who's the most competitive?
Oh.
I feel like you.
Probably.
Unless we're playing the floor. We're watching the floor. But I feel like you're a little bit more competitive.
I am. I would say I am more competitive, but it doesn't... I don't know.
We're both not wildly competitive.
It doesn't affect my mood if I lose.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It depends on what the situation is.
Yeah.
But like understanding that it's just a game of Monopoly or something like that, like it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
What is their least favorite food?
Ooh.
What's mine?
I don't know.
Give me like a top couple.
For you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Like, I know your least favorite food is like fish. Yes. Like tuna.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
I'm trying to think for you.
Come on.
Fish.
For me?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm trying to rack my brain.
Really?
It's not steak. You love steak.
You can't think of
something. Is it a vegetable? No. What is it? Oh, like custards and yes. And pudding and yes. That consistency of stuff.
Yes, like a Jello, a cheesecake.
Like melted cheese that's just like...
Like American
gelatinous. Cheese,
unless it's on In-N-Out. No, two gelatinous substances. Yes, that's the answer.
Okay.
I was looking for. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You got there.
Eventually.
Okay, I'll end with this one. What is their favorite emoji to use?
We're looking at each other just thinking about you like to do the smiling with
the smiling
the crying laughing faces.
I do. That's definitely my favorite. It's super a millennial of me, but I don't care. Everything makes me laugh. And yours, I feel like either just like a solid happy face or like the heart. Oh, a kissy face. You kind of do. You do kissy face when you're just like, "Okay, love you," kissy face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're always loving because you're always saying how much you love me, huh?
Yeah, you never do.
Oh, stop. Oh, there's a whole lot more. Holy moly!
Let's do a couple more.
Whoa. Who said I love you first?
I did.
Yeah.
That was at your old house. I'll never forget that. I even remember what shirt I was wearing.
What?
When I...
Oh, when we said I love you? You did? Uh-huh. What shirt?
My gray UCLA water polo shirt.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all kind of boring. Let's see. What's their favorite movie? That's hard. I don't have a favorite movie.
Yeah.
No. What's their hidden talent? I don't think we have hidden talents. Who's the night owl? I mean, neither of us. I'll stay up later than you, but not that late.
Right.
Who's the best gift giver? You are. Yeah, you are. Son of a gun.
Step your game up.
Oh, brother. I try. Who's the first to fall asleep at night?
Me. You.
What? Who was the name of your partner's first pet? You just have Bruin?
No.
Who's your first pet?
I've told you this.
Do I know?
I used to have a betta fish when I was young, and that betta fish's name was Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray, that's good.
From Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer, because it's a fighting fish. Get it?
Yep.
I don't know if I named it or if my dad named it.
I love it. But, do you remember my first animal's name?
Tawny Sue.
Yep, that's it. Good job. Okay, I think we'll wrap that up because all these are lame.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Anyways, is that it? That's pretty much
except
it.
For the last one.
What brought you joy this week?
Oh boy. Last week or the last 2 weeks?
I can go first.
Yeah, I would love for you to go first.
So Milo has been in a three-nager, very defiant, not so fun stage lately. But the other day, he had next to perfect behavior. He was so kind. He was funny. He was loving. He was patient. He was everything you want your kid to be. And the amount of joy it brought me is unmatched. Like, he was so just sweet. And it just made you feel like, I think I might be doing something right. You know what I mean? Like, I think we're inching towards something better. And he was just so like loving and like running to the potty, doing so well on the potty, and would like look at me and give me a cuddle and say, I love you, mama. Like, he was, it was the best thing ever. And it was like, I'm going to remember that day forever. Hopefully we have more of them and it's not just one day, but like there are a few days when your kids are just angels, like all around all day. Not like I expect them to be angels all around all day, but like it was a top-notch day. It made me so happy. I like, after I put the kids to bed, I like called my mom, like telling her all about how great it was. I was so excited. What about you?
Our anniversary date last night.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That's up there for me too.
We talked about it last night too. But being able to just spend time together with no agenda we had an agenda, but like there's no rush, there's no kids, there's no nothing. We were just able to be lost in the world again, just you and I together.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, talking about whatever.
Yeah, we were talking about, because we don't go on dates, like night dates a lot, because we do have a lot of time together. Like right now we're recording a podcast together. We have the day together at home a lot, even though I'm working and you're doing stuff. It's not like we never see each other by ourselves, and then we'll go on like breakfast dates, which we haven't done that in a while, but
we haven't had time.
I know. And then we just don't really go on dates, because anytime we do have something where we get a sitter or our parents watch or whatever, it's for like couples stuff. We do a lot of stuff with friends, which is great.
Yeah.
But, it was really, really nice. That date was lovely. It was just a chat and do whatever we wanted. It was great. Yeah,
it was very nice.
Loved it. Love you.
Love you too.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I hope everyone has a great rest of your day and that you keep it joyful.
Oh, one thing I was going to add on to the thing, date nights, I think, and I'm kind of interested to see how you listeners, what you guys think about this. I would take a staycation day over going somewhere.
Yeah.
Over anything right now. I know. I would drive 4 hours to drop my kids off, so that we could come back and have a night at home. Because waking up in the morning without children is one of the best things. And
incredible.
If you can do it in your own bed.
Yeah.
To me, that's like,
yeah,
way better than going to a hotel for the night.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. If you are thinking you want to get out and do something, and it's so expensive to stay at hotels and do all the things out, like it's so nice to just be in your house, order dinner or something, relax, go to bed early, sleep through the night, wake up whenever you want, order some bagels. Like, it's just, it's wonderful. We have to do that again soon.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
But I'm curious, what are the listeners listening? What do you guys feel is the best getaway?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know.
All right. Cool.
Can't wait to hear.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
That's it.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked this one, make sure to leave us a comment, review on whatever platform you're listening on. Follow me on Instagram @littlebits_realfood and have a joyful and wonderful day.